This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so I was there at Joplin in 2011, Joplin, Missouri. And the Red Cross told me that I was not allowed to be there. They would not let me go. I went anyway. And so here's what I found. Here's the rest of this, that particular story. Gwyneth is absolutely right. I'm just telling you the facts as I experienced them firsthand. So I went with another guy. And we found a school that was set up that was not demolished, and the Red Cross was setting it up as a shelter, you know, with cots and things like that. It was not open to the public. So if you were a victim of this Joplin tornado, you could not get in. But this other guy and I walked in, and it said, there was a sign that was handwritten, it said, register over there with an arrow. So he said, we got to register. Vinny, we got to register. I said, well, go ahead. So I had a clipboard, and I had a pen or pencil in my hand, and I had a solid color shirt on. I had nice, clean, dark blue jeans on. I had my combat boots. I had my tactical belt, and I stood erect, and I stood in the middle of the entrance lobby to this school. It was like a gymnasium, the entrance area of it, where the people would go. I just stood there. And I looked slowly from left to right, and I panned 180 degrees to my left, forward, and to my right. And I had my lanyard on. I looked like I was the boss. Okay? I violated all protocol. I did not register. I just walked in. I was there for a few seconds. I stood in one place and looked around. And do you know what happened next? People who were the Red Cross volunteers came up to me and asked me what to do. I was, in their minds, the boss. I was the guy in charge. And what they were doing was setting up a wireless communications network to register and track people. This is the Red Cross. So name, rank, serial number, who are you? And then we'll give you something to eat, maybe a place to lie down, and maybe some food. That's what they did. That was an eye-opener for me. So if you're wondering why I became a Red Cross volunteer, why I was willing to be inspected and detected and ultimately approved for service as a volunteer in the Red Cross, I wanted to know how it worked, and I just told you. It does not work. Next thing, this is the third point. I said there would be three points. The third point is, Gwyneth mentioned diesel engine oil. Well, I don't think it's limited just to diesel engine oil, although I said that's a serious problem. There's another problem as well, and that is automatic transmission fluid. Castrol brand automatic transmission fluid for a Dodge pickup truck called ATF 4 Plus. ATF, automatic transmission fluid, type 4 Plus, is $11.49 a quart. A pickup truck may use between 9 and 13 quarts. That's $150 worth of transmission fluid. The transmissions, and here's what we've noticed, and this is more information about where we're headed. So we have a 1999 Dodge pickup truck, gas, and a 1999 Dodge pickup truck diesel, two of them. Well, we took the gas pickup truck to pick up some hay. The transmission, after a full, complete rebuild, The original transmission lasted 188,000 miles or so. Let's say roughly 200,000 miles. We bought the vehicle about 200,000 miles. It needed a transmission rebuild. We know a company that does a great job. So we took the transmission out, brought it to him, and he did a complete rebuild. Not a slap together, a complete rebuild. 3,000 miles later, the transmission fails. It can't figure out what gear it should be in. It shifts up, down, up, down. It's not usable, especially with a trailer. It's actually stuck in either, you can pick first or reverse. That's what you could use. We talked to him yesterday, the guy who rebuilt it, and he said, you know, since this pandemic, electronic solenoids, electronic sensors have really had a very high failure rate. Now, here's the point I'm trying to make. So we have now a problem getting reliable, dependable parts. The original parts in this transmission lasted between 188 and 200,000 miles. The replacement Chicom Chinese products last 3,000 miles. And it costs, and what do you do? Well, you have to take the transmission pan off, drain all the fluid out, and put these new parts in. It's three parts that cause this problem. So we're going to replace all three of them under warranty. He's going to give us the parts. We're going to do the work. It's going to take a couple hours for us to do the work. But we have to drain out the transmission fluid. It's $150 worth of fluid. Class, this is coming to you. This isn't just something that happens to the family farm. This is going to happen to you. You're going to find out that you're going to be experiencing tremendous, unnecessary costs for parts and fluid when you go to fix transmissions. So what I'm trying to say is it's more than just diesel engine oil. It's automatic transmission fluid as well. Because 2 years ago, before Joe, transmission fluid, you could buy it for $3 a quart. Now you're looking at $11.50. Next point. Kathy sent this to me, and this is what Gwyneth was saying. Kathy sent me an article from Food Inflation News. Food Inflation News. And these guys are saying that local bakeries are noticing costs of raw materials for bread. Now, bread is like one of the staples, right? Bread. So here are the numbers. I'm going to round them because it's easier in radio to give you just the dollars rounded rather than dollars and cents. Bread flour. Bread flour was $12 in January 2021. By July, it hit $29. It went from 12 to 29. From January of 2021 to July of 2022. Roughly a year and a half. Joe was telling you that inflation is around 8.3%. Absolute lie. Absolute lie. That's all that guy knows how to do, is lie. And cheat. The price of all-purpose shortening was $41 in January of 2021. July 2022, it's 87. Cake flour was in January of 20, when Biden first took office, $15 for cake flour. Now it's $26, July of 2022. Yeast, fresh yeast, was $45 when Joe claimed the presidency. It's now $64, well, as of July. Granulated sugar was, in January 2021, $26. It's now $35. Now, those rainbow sprinkles for cupcakes, they were at $56 before Biden. And by July of this year, they're $87. So for anyone who can comprehend what I said, and that would be the entire class at least, inflation is not 8.3%. and I can't help this. I have to tell you this. My smoke was coming out of my ears when I was listening to the news. So Joe is going to release 15 million barrels of oil from the United States Strategic Oil Reserve. This is not a tactical thing. This is a strategic oil reserve in case there is a real emergency, like war, which is right on the horizon, World War III. I'm not saying so. Vladimir Putin is saying so. And he's got the button and the devices connected to the button to make it happen. Okay. So Joe is going to release 15 million barrels of oil out of the United States Strategic Oil Reserve. How many do we have? How much oil do you think we use per day, Class? Do you think that's like a month's worth? A year's worth? It's less than one day's worth. And he's doing it to bring oil prices down. So he is going to put on the market oil that he paid less for, or the government paid, we paid less for, and he's going to rebuy it at higher prices. And the generally dumb public is going to say, well, you know, I think oil prices came down about a few cents now. That's good news, right? It's come down a few cents. If Joe Biden had two active brain cells side by side that were fully operational, he would get on the big screen and he'd say, look, y'all, we have a problem. Gasoline and diesel prices are way too high. And I know what the fix is. Y'all can fix it. Stay home. Stop driving. Stop taking unnecessary trips. Make your trips count. Do what those guys over and gals over at USA Prepares do. Be frugal. Don't waste fuel. Don't waste anything. It's up to you if you want lower prices. He could say something like that. If the person who typed into his teleprompter was smart enough to say that or know that. But nobody in Washington is that smart. I'm going to get off my soapbox. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, regarding what you were saying about Joplin, Missouri, there's, you know, here in Victoria, it's been really bad. This has been the worst floods in 100 years, according to what the news media has been saying. And there's been towns that have been utterly cut off and by the floodwaters, so not by any police blockade or anything, but just simply that, you know, you can't get in there because the entire town is...
Hey. Yep. Yeah, what happened? Yeah, okay. We lost Gwyneth. Jason is going to try to get her back. And tomorrow, Class, when Kyle's here, I wanted to talk about automatic transmissions. And I want to teach something that I don't think anyone has ever told you, which is what 5-Minute University is all about. And it will take some time in order to flesh this out. But, you know, automatic transmissions are controlled by computers. What happens when the computer gets goofy? Because a sensor gets goofy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're talking about the flood in Victoria, Australia. And one of the points that I hope that you all can take away from this class is that you are on your own. Gwyneth, didn't the government not in Australia not have enough sandbags? They brought sand but didn't have the sandbags. Is that true?
Yeah. That was pretty funny. I have somebody that is well, and they live in this particular town. And, it's been all over the news, really. Yay, sandbag, people, bringing the whole family, filling up sandbags. And then, they put 25 sandbags in the back of a truck, and then they take it to 25 sandbags per house. You tried defending any suburban house with 25 sandbags, and it's going to be that was actually on the media. That wasn't the story that I heard from somebody that I know. But the story that somebody that I know is that this heavy hauler, this bulk hauler, pulled up to the town and dumped 30 or 40 tons of sand next to the highway, and there were no sandbags No sandbag filling machine, no nothing. Just 25, you know, 30, 40 tons of sand dumped next to the highway. That's really useful. I'm being sarcastic.
Gwyneth, seriously. Seriously.
Seriously, yeah.
Well, let me tell you what that means, Gwyneth. Let me tell you what that means. I'll give you some concrete terms. I'll give you some concrete terms. So our driveway is crushed stone, limestone. And what we did was we just said, this is where the driveway is going to be. We put some crushed stone down. And we need to top dress it every once in a while because it forms ruts. And as we drive over it in the wet weather, the stones get pushed in. And we need to put a little bit more on top. So if we just want to dress this, just a light maybe, I don't know, 1 inch in some spots, it'll take 2 dump trucks, each one 18,000 pounds. Okay? 36,000 pounds worth of stone to just dress the driveway. When you talk about, well, I'm sorry, 18 tons, 36 tons. When you talk about that amount of sand, that's nothing. It's inconsequential. We put more lime on our fields. One field. We put more lime. One 40-acre field will put more lime on it than that. What are you talking about for sand? That's just a light dusting. So that sand is not going to go very far, right?
Yeah. And there were no sandbags.
Right.
No sandbags. It's like window dressing for some what? Bureaucrat in some rubber stamp pusher in some government department to feel good about themselves because in X town they sent a dump truck of sand and no sandbags, no sandbag filling machine. You know, there's a special funnel. That if you're going to fill sandbags, a lot of them quickly, it's best to have this machine, the sandbag hooks onto the side of the machine. You shovel the sand into the, like, funnel thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it. And of course the town got flooded. The town is next to a river. Right next to a river. In fact, the name of this town means, you know, place where you cross over a river. That's what, and, you know, even before the white people were there, there's just out of the town, there's an archaeological site where the Aborigines made a river crossing. Thousands of years ago before there were any white people there. So this has been a river crossing site for, I don't know how long, as long as there's been people
come back
in Australia.
When we come back, let's flesh this out a little bit more. And I'll tell you what happened with me and a television station regarding this kind of an event. We'll be right back.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The nation's strategic oil reserves to be used in case of emergency. President Biden is planning to release 15 million more barrels of energy in hopes of bringing down gas prices. A California man was convicted Tuesday for the murder of Kristen Smart. the Polytechnic State University student who disappeared 26 years ago. But his father was acquitted of charges of helping him cover up the crime. Paul Flores, now 45 years old, was found guilty of first-degree murder. A Washington, D.C. jury has acquitted Igor Deshenko of lying to the FBI on Tuesday. The indictment alleged Deshenko knowingly lied about conversations he had with subsources during FBI interviews. Durham's investigation has cost $4.4 million from October of 2020 to March of 2022. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, when I was first learning how radio worked, I was on the big station in Springfield, Missouri as the afternoon guy, Monday through Friday. And, I'd listen if I was in my truck driving to the station. I actually broadcast it from the radio station back then. I don't do it anymore. I haven't done it for about a decade now. But I used to drive back and forth, and sometimes I go to the big city. This is way before the genocide, right? People actually drove around and went shopping. Well, a few days after the Joplin tornado of 2011, I was listening to the news in my truck, as I was driving, the same radio station that I was broadcasting from. And there was a guy on from the federal government talking about how the federal government was helping. I'm talking about like the emergency management people, how they were helping with those people who have lost everything in Joplin, you know, lost their house, just blew away or blew down. So the feds were talking about how they have arranged to get housing, mobile housing units, brought to Joplin so people could move in real quickly. And the interviewer was pretty bright. He listened to the guy who was from the federal government talking about, you know, his wonderful plans and how they were going to put the homeless back into some temporary mobile-type housing. And he asked, so how many units you bringing in? He said, well, we've got a contract for 10.
Thousands
of homes. Yeah. Thousands of homes were blown down. The hospital was destroyed. Walmart, Home Depot. I mean, it was really bad. And so the feds, and they thought they could have them within, you know, about a month. 10. What I'm telling you is I have been at ground zero in many situations, and they're not coming to help you. And, you know, unless maybe you're willing to wait, you know, a month or so, and you might be one of the lucky 10, the fortunate 10. True story. One more piece of this. Before Joplin, we had our expo in the big city, Springfield, Missouri. Actually, Springfield is the third largest city in the state of Missouri. And we had our expo, and the television stations came. One came all the way from St. Louis, which was, you know, 3 hours away. They thought it was so interesting to learn about preparedness that they came out with their film crew, and the local station came out, and they filmed us, and they put us on the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news. They videoed me. They interviewed me. They interviewed, they scanned the exhibits and the, you know, seminar list and all the things that we were doing. It was a big deal. But to be fair, the television station in Springfield decided to interview the local emergency management director. Probably two-thirds of the time was spent with him. One-third of the time was spent with us, you know, and we were actually the big story. But they spent time with this guy sitting back in his chair that would, you know, lean back in his office. And the message was this. Well, you know, if you want to... Oh, if you want to have a flashlight and some water, I think that's okay. It's okay. You know, a little extra water, flashlight. That was his message. And then a tornado came and blew down Joplin, Missouri. That flashlight and that water doesn't even put a dimple in the situation. It's insignificant. Because people needed food, and well, they did need water, but not a little water. They needed like 8 gallons a day. Food, water, shelter, everything. They lost everything. And this emergency management guy trivialized the whole message as if these guys are a bunch of tinfoil hat buffoons. And they're like, they're preparing for who knows what. It's never going to happen. And then, boom, tornado wiped out Joplin. If Vladimir Putin pushes the button, class, it's going to be real serious. Telecommunications is going to be impacted seriously. Depending on where you live and depending on where he programs those missiles to land... If you look at Daily Mail headlines, what happens if the nukes fall? Expert reveals which areas of London, New York, and other cities will be instantly obliterated by Putin's... This is headlines. Quote, What happens if the nukes fall? Expert reveals which areas of London, New York, and other cities will be instantly obliterated by a Putin strike and where you'd stand the best chance of surviving, end quote. And
oh,
what's he talking
gosh.
About?
You know,
yes.
You know something, Vincent? If you are living somewhere like London or New York or LA or wherever at this point in time, I don't even know what to say to you. We've said it. I say it practically every broadcast. You need to get out of Dodge, and you need to get out of Dodge yesterday. You need to leave. You need to go, and you need to go to some isolated rural area. And you need to do the best you can to set up a life there, using whatever resources you can have. If you have a house in town, you need to sell it, and you need to use the funds to buy a farm. That's what you need to do, and that is your best chance of surviving. Okay? Daniel Andrews, his response to housing all these homeless people who can't go back to their homes because their homes are saturated. Whole suburbs are saturated. You know what his response is? He says that he's going to open up the COVID concentration camps. Those are my words, not his words, but it's, everybody knows what I'm talking about. You know the ones that he built or had built just before or at the beginning of COVID-19? The ones with armed guard facilities and, you know, gates on them to stop people from getting out. You know, the ones that were made famous in the international press because people were escaping from them. I mean, those particular ones were in the Northern Territory, but I assure you they have the same facilities here in Victoria. Those ones, those are his response to housing all of the homeless people who are now homeless because their suburbs were inundated by floodwaters. Whole suburbs of Melbourne, gone, uninhabitable. Because it's just, and who's to say that he's not going to put armed guards on the gates? He didn't say that he was going to put, he did not say that he was going to put armed guards on the gates of these COVID camps that he built. Who's to say that he won't at some point in the future and that he won't have people having to show their IDs to get in and out? You know, this problem of flooding is very, very easy to solve. Do not build your house on a floodplain. Floodplains are flat areas next to rivers. Developers love them because they're flat and they tend to have what's called non-reactive soil, which is very easy to put a foundation in because the soils are not constantly expanding and shrinking. Okay? But they're called floodplains for a really, really good reason. They flood. Okay? That's why they're called floodplains. You should never, ever, ever build a house on a floodplain because it may not happen every year. In fact, it may only happen once every 100 years, but it is going to happen. If you build your house or if you buy a house on a floodplain, it is going to get flooded. That's what a floodplain does. I've been fine through this whole flood event because my house was built partway up a hillside. Okay, so I've got a creek valley below me. I walk outside my back door and the ground begins to slope down. I walk outside my front door. I walk maybe, 50 metres and then the hill starts to slope upwards. And there's this big flat area in the middle that is my house area. It's where my house is, it's where my chicken yards and my vegetable gardens and the sheds and the dog pens and all the rest of it are in this big flat area. But there's a hill to the back and there's a valley to, on the other side. It's not going to flood. It's never going to flood because the house itself is built on a slight rise. And if you're, you know, if you're looking at it, you can't even really notice the rise. It's only like about, you know, 6 or 12 inches or whatever. But it's enough so that the water is not going to flow into the house, ever. And, you know, this is it. Whoever, I didn't build this house, I bought it. But whoever built it actually sat down and had a think about what they were doing, and they picked this house site on purpose to be the place on the block that would not flood. And I've got a great deal of admiration for what they did, because they did the right thing. And because they did the right thing, now my entire state, just to share, there's just thousands and thousands of people who don't have a home anymore. There's supermarkets that have been flooded, you know, and their entire stock is in a big pile out the front of the supermarket because it's been destroyed by floodwaters, you know, and maybe people are coming along and sort of helping themselves to this junked food, you know, not junk food, but, you know, food that has been water damaged. Maybe it's still edible. Maybe it's a can where the label's destroyed or something like that. I hope that the supermarket people are allowing the locals to come and help themselves to all this, you know, unsaleable food. But some of it, like in cardboard boxes, is not going to be salvageable. It's not going to be edible. It's a monumental disaster. And not only that, the agricultural areas have been flooded. Our main vegetable growing areas have been flooded. This is the vegetable growing season around here.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, one of the chapters in 5-Minute University is etiquette. And the reason I'm mentioning that is I'm going to say something. I'm going to say how not to say it. And I'm going to say how I think you should say it. So, have you ever been in a class where a student raises his hand and says to the teacher, "You said ABC." And that just frosts the teacher. Well, it applies to everybody, not just the teacher. Okay? And typically that student gets it wrong because the teacher generally didn't say ABC. Okay? So the way I suggest that you consider saying that is, instead of saying "you said," how about saying "did I hear you say," or "I believe you said," or "did I get it right that you said?" So I'm going to say that to Gwyneth. Gwyneth, I believe you used the word admiration. Is that right?
What was that? Sorry?
I believe you used the word admiration. You know, in the last
admiration.
Segment.
Admiration.
Yeah, you did. You did. So, you used the word admiration, and I want to use that word, too. And I have great admiration.
Oh, yes, for how the people built this house.
Yeah, you had great admiration.
Many years ago.
I believe you said you had great admiration for how they built it. Okay. Well, since you used the word, since we agree that you used the word admiration, I'd like to use that word, too. I have the greatest admiration for you. You know that. And I have the greatest admiration for our instructors. And Arjun, in West Virginia, is one of our instructors. I have the greatest admiration for Arjun, and I'm going to tell you why, class. I got an email from him, and he wanted to know about cows. Like, how many cows can you have on an acre? That's a great question. Not everybody knows the answer to that. Okay. How many cows can you have? How much land does it take to raise a cow? Well, I addressed it when he called in. But I wanted to know why he wanted to know that. And I got another email. And so Arjun is a guy who lived in New Jersey, found the exit from New Jersey, bought a house in West Virginia, and he's rehabilitating his house. And he needs to know how to do everything. Plumbing, heating, electrical, wiring, roofing, everything. Then he asked me how much land he need for two cows. He's interested in two cows. Now I have in my email a plot of land that he's interested in buying. I have the greatest admiration for Arjun. And I told him what my comments were about this particular plot of land. And what I suggested that he go look at it, but not buy it. Look at it to learn about the process of land and things like mineral rights. Like you can buy the land and not have the rights to the minerals below the surface. Okay? So there are a lot of things to learn about in land, and it's kind of a semi-permanent decision when you buy land. Especially when you improve on it, unless you're a speculator. But I have the greatest admiration because he isn't just listening in class. He is acting. So, Arjun, I just want to tell you, if we ever have an award for admiration, like an attaboy or an attagirl, you deserve one. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah. I'd like to give Arjun an attaboy. For actually listening and getting out of Dodge. And, you know, this is it. Hardly anyone's listening to us. Hardly anyone is actually saying, you know, I think I'm looking around me. I can see the city falling apart. I can see the poop on the streets, the drug needles, the, you know, the muggings, the all the rest of it. And I think that we need to make a change. Nobody's doing that. They're all sitting in their suburban homes hoping that everything's going to get better. But what, you know, I keep saying this. I keep saying this over and over again. The reason why I keep saying this is because maybe if I say it enough times, then people will realize that I'm serious. We are headed for a fall of Rome level civilization collapse. And if you look in the history books, you know, and archaeological digs, what you find is that urban and suburban areas about the time of the fall of Rome became completely unlivable. They were wiped out. And the population was no more. They died, they disappeared, they were invaded, they you know, but the whole landscape was converted to people living on small homesteads. They were the only ones who did any good. They were the only ones who survived were the people who were living on homesteads. Life for them went on much the same as it always had, but the cities and the suburban areas were utterly destroyed, and it always happens that way. I can hear the music, and I think this is the end of the show, Vincent.
This is the end of class. You know, Gwyneth, thank you so much. See you next week.
Class, sorry.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.